So I am excited to be with you guys again, and I know we've done a lot of work last time, and Lisa, we've had a couple of the VIP sessions so far. So who would like to start with just kind of, I love to start with sharing what's successful that you've been working on, and then what you most want to get out of today's call, and then what's the challenges, where should we start. So who wants to start?
Steph, you want to go? Or
go.
Should I go?
Yeah, you go.
Okay.
You go.
Well, I'm in the middle of the VIP sessions. Actually, there's one last one. We broke mine down into 3 2-hour sessions. I've got a lot going on. Nothing is, but I feel a little bit like I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I see where I'm going with all this because I wasn't sure. And the thing that I would like to figure out or work on in this session is to figure out where I could source the technical help that I need. I've been working with Odesk, I have located or identified one person that could help me set up the opt-in, or she said she could help guide me through it as I did it in iContact. But I'm feeling somewhat overwhelmed with all that, all the details. Maybe it's not as complicated as I think. Yeah, that's just the technical side of things. I don't know if I should just rely on Odesk.
Do it. So somebody from Odesk is a good idea if you can find somebody that you feel comfortable with. And then I've given you, Steph, did you ever contact those guys at OSS about setting up web stuff for you? I don't know if you followed through or if you even got to the point where you needed it, because I was going to ask your opinion of how that worked for you if you did.
Oh, you're talking to me about Odesk?
No, it wasn't Odesk, but I'd given you a link to some people that we use in India.
Oh, yeah, I totally use them.
Oh, you totally have been using them.
Yeah, and we've been meeting every Sunday, and they put my new website up. There's still some things that are, you know, not quite right. But I've really enjoyed not doing that myself.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you would recommend that. So let me give you that. I'm looking it up right now, unless you have it off the top of your head, but I think I've got it in my book here.
Oh, Steph, I wanted to tell you, I meant to write you an email. During my last VIP session, we were looking at various ideas for opt-in, you know, the way to design them. And so we looked on, meaning me and Dr. Reader, we looked at your website, and it looks really nice. It's really very vibrant, the colors and everything. Very impressive.
I like it better now with the colors.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Thanks, guys.
Are you still using the lead pages for the opt-in?
I am still using the lead pages.
Okay. Yeah, because you did it a little differently. You actually had the boxes there. Remember before, I think you had the, where you had to click to get the box to open.
Yeah, I actually prefer, and what I've been reading is that statistically, the pop-up box that opens is actually better. But I like the way that they've done this. So
you like the way it looks. I mean, it does look really nice that way.
Yeah, they've made it pretty, and yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been researching that, and I happened on Mark Hyman's website, and what was really, really annoying was you couldn't go away from the site unless you opted in. So I had to, like, go off the site. I don't remember what it was. It was just really annoying. I thought, gosh, I should be able to click.
I don't like that either, the when you're trying to go away pop-up box.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, I had to just restart or go back on Google or whatever, and I thought, oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, here, I'm going to give you this link. I'm going to actually Skype it to you. Yeah,
okay,
I don't like that at all. I don't mind when it just pops up. Like, if you're doing it, it pops up a little bit. I mean, that's not too bad. But I think the ones that follow you and they won't let you leave and there's no way you can leave. Like if it says, you know, stay on page or leave page, then you get the choice. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But the ones where you have to completely close the window down and start a new browser, I think that's rude.
Terrorism, I thought.
Terrorism. Okay, here, balance your bot. I'm just sending you this link on, mention you are working with me. Say it again.
Where are you sending it from? And on Skype, on your own one, your own Skype address, or this one?
Sending it to you on my own one.
Okay. It was really cool when you sent me that last week. I was driving and I received a message on my phone. It was
really
great.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it worked that time, right?
Yeah, it worked. I still can't get the Done For You Blood Sugar thing. It took me to your site, but I couldn't get to the
actual
doctor.
You know, I logged in as you yesterday to try it.
Uh-huh.
I logged in as you and I got to that page.
Oh, you did? Where is it? I don't know why I can't find it.
Yeah, it's basically if you go in and you go under bonuses and you click
uh-huh.
IRS PT bonuses. No, you go to events.
What events?
Go to Shine 2000, January 2014, and you look at the pre-conference bonuses. It's there. But the link
okay.
I sent should have gone directly there. But
no, it took me. I had to sign back into your
Well, yeah, you have to sign
website.
In to get it. You always have to be.
Yeah.
So if I give you a link and
mm-hmm.
you're not signed into the site, it won't go anywhere. So you have to sign into the site and then click the link, and it will get you directly there.
Okay. So you said it was January 2014 bonuses?
Yeah, it's January, okay. And it's the pre-conference bonus.
Okay.
So I just sent you a link, and the person that I, that's the head of the thing, did you work with Amit, or who's your project manager there, Steph?
Right, so Anchal. So I was working with Amit, and then he assigned me to Anchal, who is a woman is working with me as my project
Great.
Manager.
Great. And I just put in the name. My project manager is Mohit, and
mm-hmm.
we've gotten flipped around a couple of times because different people left, but I like him a lot. He's really good.
So do you pay by the hour, by the job, or what do you do?
Well, for me, we pay a package. So we just pay $700 for 100 hours, and then when
mm-hmm.
we use up the 100 hours, then we pay another $700 for 100 hours. So
mm-hmm.
I know they have other packages that are smaller, but you pay a slightly higher hourly fee.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pay, Steph?
So the first one I did $700 for the hours, and then I've since then bought two of the smaller packages because we had to kind of finish up a few things. I think they didn't realize how many, because I really do have 70 or 80 pages on my website, but most of them are hidden. They're like thank you pages or they're different
right.
things, right? And so they didn't realize that when we did our original estimation.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a pretty, affordable.
Very affordable, $700 an hour. I mean, crazy. And what does it go up to, like, $8 or $9 an hour if you go smaller?
Yeah.
And they can do lots of different things. You know, they can do the web stuff. We have them do posting various, setting up events on Facebook for when we do our Blog Talk Radio. They promote our Blog Talk Radio stuff. We've had them do... We actually had them do some of the little graphics design things, like those beautiful roadmap things. They designed those for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff like that. So it's definitely, more on the technical stuff and the website design stuff. And, just have a conversation with them and see what you can work out.
Okay. I found the Done For You thing. So thanks.
Oh, good.
Now I know where it is. Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
Good. Okay, so let's switch. So what is it that you want to work on today? And then we'll switch to Steph, find out where she's at and what she wants to work on, and then we'll go back to you, and we'll actually work on it.
Well, that was just it, finding the resources for getting the technical things done.
Okay. Well, good. We got that done. So then we'll see when we talk to Steph what else you need. All right, so Steph. So I would say let's congratulate you on the website, which we already did. That's awesome. Looks great. And it's all in WordPress now, so you can go in and manipulate whenever you want. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to manipulate WordPress, which is maybe for the best. So I'm going to try to actually keep my hands clean a bit. Because I know that before I was spending a good 6 or 7 hours a week on my website, just writing new copy and tweaking it and putting in recipes, and now I'm just going to not do that anymore.
You're going to give it to them to do?
I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it to Sandy. I'm going to give it to somebody.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I made over the Christmas break a 6 on my flip chart.
Yeah.
It was actually 8. 8 pages of small writing of all the day-to-day tasks that are required to keep my business running. 8 pages.
Wow. Wow.
And I broke them down to the things that I absolutely necessarily must do myself and things that can be delegated. And I've decided to delegate the things that can be delegated.
Hey. That's great. Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, because I know that you just really, you have more time than you, there's more time, more creative ways you could be using your time to grow your business.
Yeah,
and when we think
just,
we're saving a few dollars on doing it ourselves, it takes us away from the stuff that somebody else really can't do for you.
Yeah, like someone physically can update the website for me, or somebody can, whatever, deal with so many of these little things that I've just been staying up late doing. And I'm stuck in like a kind of a plateau where I don't have the time to go get new clients, or I don't have the time to generate ideas. Like I'm at a weird, you know, and there's not really the money to hire anybody, but at the same time, yeah, just in order to keep it going and have growth, I really need to do that.
So proud of you. That's so awesome. It's a hard thing to do. So I really want to acknowledge you for taking that step, and I know it's the right thing for you to do.
Plus, I'm a kind of a control freak. So
yeah,
if someone does something that's not quite like what I quote unquote write.
But you can write the stuff and then you give it to somebody else to proof it and format it and put it up.
Yeah, and frankly, sometimes their ideas are going to be better than mine. And if the whole thing is just my ideas, then it's just limited by me. But if there's other people's ideas too, then it's going to be even better. Sometimes I'm going, whoa, I wouldn't do it that way. Yeah, I hope.
The way you're going to move forward. That's awesome. So what do you want to work on today?
Okay, so today I have 2 ideas which I would like to bounce off of you. Again, for my short program, I'm being kind of indecisive with this, which I think is because I don't have an idea that I'm really happy with yet. So now I have 3 ideas, and I would really like to bounce them off of you guys to know
what
you guys think is going to be.
You're fading out all of a sudden. Let me make sure. Let me see if I can put your volume up.
Is this better?
Say it again.
Is this better?
No, hello? Let me put you up here. Okay, try now.
Hello?
Yeah, much better. I just did the volume on Maestro.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, much better. Okay, so let's hear your ideas.
Okay, so for the shorter, like the 5-week program, which I'm still like, I don't know what to do. I was going to do a program where we sort of connect different bacteria to different conditions and how they can be connected and how gut health can be connected to brain health and to mineral absorption and all this stuff. And for me, that feels more like kind of like a free education thing. I'm not really sure whose problem that really solves. And so I thought pretty hard, and I'm thinking about all the questions people ask you on the Shine website and all these other, I mean, on the Shine Facebook page and all these other, and it seems like there's a lot of candida confusion and there's a lot of SIBO questions going on. And I think both of those things with the probiotics, I could offer some useful information that could help people. So I would be more comfortable with either of those things, putting together some kind of a package that's really designed to help somebody with a particular problem. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So with SIBO, there's a smaller audience because less people are aware of it.
Right.
But that's where you can create. You don't start with SIBO or candida. You start with the problem that they're experiencing, which everything makes me bloat, everything gives me gas.
Totally.
Get my gut straightened out, even when I'm eating all the foods that people say I should be eating, makes me worse.
People don't know they have, yeah.
They don't know how know they have it, and you introduce the fact that it could be a candida overgrowth. It could be what's called small intestinal bacteria. And did you know that even taking probiotics can make this worse if you take the wrong probiotics?
Right.
And then that it's really important. Come to my free seminar and learn. And then you can put in something about when probiotics are backfiring or something, you know, some kind of catchy way that people go, oh, yeah, I'm taking probiotics, I'm taking enzymes, and it doesn't seem to be getting me better.
Right.
Right. So you're addressing a more sophisticated audience than people are just going, you know, oh, yeah, I eat this and I eat that and I eat lots of sugar and my gut gets bad. You're addressing the people who are largely unaddressed.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They're kind of getting kind of lost in the whole. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that could be good, and you could do some really cool little videos. I could see you doing, like, a video where it would be you starting out, like, you know, wherever you've done some nice on-location things, and then you switch to, come with me inside, let's take a look. And then you go to your slideshow, where you might show some, you know, bacteria and gut, and just kind of say, this is what's happening in you. No wonder you're getting this. You give them a couple of tips or one tip in each one. Like, I always like to give them an action item at the end of that kind of a video. You say, okay, so here's one of the things you can do now. Either determine if this is your problem or to get you on the road to fixing it. And if you do three short videos like that, and then you lead into a preview seminar where you make an offer for your program, I think you're going to get a lot of interest.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And it may be worthwhile to invest a little money in Facebook ads, and we'll talk about that when you get there, to drive people to the free stuff. I mean, if you do a Facebook ad that targets the right people, and that's critical, but that says something about, you know, your gut bacteria, you know, or something about when you're doing all the right things for your gut and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Check out my new video series for free. Or check out the one video. Don't even call it a series. Check out my new video that addresses just that. Me and a lot of people that are curious.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, because they don't even really know that that's what they're dealing with.
Right. I mean, SIBO's gotten more talked about now, but a few years ago, nobody knew what SIBO was.
Right, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm totally in a little bubble. I'm like, everyone knows what SIBO is.
Hmm.
Yeah. No.
No, they don't. And there's a real dearth of information about it. There's not a whole lot of, you know, self-help type programs that really address it.
Or it seems like people just are really confused. They don't have, like, a plan. They just seem like, oh, my God, I have this. It's like no solution for it.
I love what you answered somebody on the, I don't remember which forum it was, but you made a comment about the specific types of organisms. You should take a look at, there's a new product from Apex called Cibotica, Cibotica. And it's supposedly the organisms, you can look at it now if you're at your computer, it's supposedly the organisms that are fine for SIBO that aren't going to aggravate it. Because if you just willy-nilly take probiotics, it can be making it worse.
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of times people say, don't take any probiotics if you have SIBO. Well, that's kind of sticking.
Yeah, they're just saying that because they don't want people to screw it up. Like, they're just, if you put those instructions on the box, then they know people aren't going to take the wrong ones. But if it's a sophisticated enough audience and they can tell the difference between A and B, then they can take the right one.
Exactly. So, yeah, go check that one out. I've recommended it.
Symbiotica, is that what it's called? Symbiotica?
Cibotica, Cibotica.
Okay.
But, yeah, like the enzyme that you mentioned in the, because I read through the thread and you mentioned an enzyme, and the bifidus bacteria actually produce that enzyme.
What did I mention? I don't remember.
I can't remember. Like, it was like SB HBO or something. There's like an enzyme that the bifidus bacteria produce that eats the histamine.
Oh, the DAO, yeah.
There you go.
DAO enzyme. Oh, so see, that's a way to do it, because none of the DAO products are things I would really like to recommend people unless they're really desperate, because they all have crap in them. Even the ones that are health, which is usually clean. So
yeah.
I'm thinking they must source them all from the same company, that there's only one company that makes it, because they all look exactly the same.
Right, so skip that and go straight to the Bifidus Infantis, which actually produce that enzyme, and build that up in your body, so you're actually making your own histamine-eating, like, microforce or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, this information, I really think this could help people who are confused.
Oh, my God. You need to get this. And there's a huge crowd of people that need this information. And nobody's talking about it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're just, yeah. And I feel like they're lost. And so I feel like I could add value to their life.
Oh, totally. I think this is awesome. I think this could be hot.
Okay.
And this is something I could promote, and I can actually, you know, get some of my colleagues to promote. Because
awesome.
People aren't addressing it.
And you feel like it could help people, right? Like, I don't want to do it if it's not going to help people.
Well, why wouldn't it help people if they're knowing, like, how to choose their probiotics? I mean, that could be, like, just one of your freebie pieces itself, how to choose the right probiotic.
Yeah.
Did you know that? You can't just willy-nilly go to the health food store and pick up a probiotic. It can actually make the problem worse. No,
yeah.
If you have a FODMAP thing and you start to do FOS, it might make it worse temporarily. So if you have a SIBO problem and you take, you know, whatever, it might make it worse. But to actually talk about making it better. Did you take a look at that Cibotica to see if it actually has that Infantis? I know it has the Streptococcus something or other, the one that you...
Haemophilus. That one's a good safe one because it doesn't really do anything bad.
Right.
It doesn't have the D-lactic acid or anything in it. Okay, so I'm going to check it out right now.
Yeah. I think it's just got three strains. I'll pull it up myself.
It has Lactobacillus casei, Bifidobacterium breve, I can't pronounce, and Plantarum.
Mm. So... depending on the situation, if it's a D-lactic acid problem, the Plantarum can be a problem. And if it's a histamine problem, the Plantarum can also be a problem. But it just depends.
Right. And you're going to help people by doing specific symptom surveys and other means of assessment to determine which is the right one for them. It's not like everybody with SIBO needs to take this particular combination, right?
Yeah.
It's more like, oh, you've got this going on and you also have a histamine problem, you should go this way. Or you've got this going on, you don't have a histamine problem, you should go this way.
Okay.
I think this is awesome. We need this.
It's good to know that products, because so far I only have a really limited amount of products to choose from, right? So, yeah, this and a few others together.
Right, absolutely. No, I think it's awesome.
Are you thinking of making that into a thing about probiotics, just a booklet or what?
I want to do an online, like a short online program.
Mm-hmm.
A five-weeker, like we were talking about for you, that in-between kind of course between, the short
Okay.
Ones. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think you're totally on the right track, because before you were talking, that will really get people into going with the longer way if they're still having issues and you know how you can help them to do the longer course. So I think it's perfect.
It's specific enough where I feel like I can add value. If the topic gets too vague, then I don't have anything
like
to talk about.
You're just ho-hum just like everybody else.
Yeah.
More and more people out there doing, so I think it's good. No, I think it's very good. We always have to put our own special slant on it. Yep, you're on the right track. So what's the next step then, Steph?
So I feel good about this, so I am going to just outline five modules. I'm going to really think about what kind of education a person would have to go through between just knowing that they're bloated every day after they eat anything to being able to sort of self-assess a little bit and figure out that SIBO might be a factor for them. A little bit of pre-education so that people would be able to identify with what I'm talking about, I guess.
So lay out the 5 modules, right? And then think about what can you give them that's going to tease them into wanting more. So what would you teach? Think about the 5 modules, and what would you teach them before those 5 modules that would make them want to take the next step and get into those 5 modules? So almost like designing 6 modules.
Right.
They're going to teach 1, 2 through 6 in the program and call it 1 through 5. And module 1, you're going to teach in some educational means, whether it be videos, blog posts, assessments, a variety of different ways that you're going to establish the framework that's going to solve, you know, some issues like, oh, that's what's going on for me. Oh, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And get them into, okay, now I want help to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think about it like a 6th module.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure that those people, like not just the people that know they have SIBO, but the other people who are just like feel worse when they take probiotics and they're kind of struggling and they're bloated and they have headaches or whatever. I want to help those people
exactly.
too.
Exactly. And you might weave in some SIBO languaging into it in a way that, and you heard all these things are thrown around, like what could be wrong? Is it SIBO? Is it candida? Is it a parasite? Is it leaky gut?
Right.
You know, so you can kind of throw that into your speaking, like even in your intro video that's going to get them to opt in. Like it's confusing. It's really confusing. You don't know what's going on. You're doing all the right things. You're taking probiotics. You're taking enzymes. And every single time you put food in your mouth, you get bloated. And you don't know what to do. Sign up for my videos, and we're going to help you take you through that.
Yeah, that's cool. Because it does kind of highlight how confusing it is to do it on your own.
Yeah, without testing.
And the SIBO testing is so hard to do. And it's. Have you looked at the instructions for some of the SIBO testing?
I haven't.
Yeah, and this, the breath test, or is there a breath test for that? I think
yeah,
it's not actually really accurate. People could have SIBO and be negative on this breath test. So.
And there's different ways to look at it, whether it's the methane or the hydrogen. But the one from Genova,
mm-hmm.
One of my clients looked up the kit. She was going to do it, and we got on a call, and she said, oh, my God, I'm not going to follow the diet they want me to follow. It was a complete crap diet that they recommended.
Mm.
And
really?
I was like, huh? You know, because you didn't want to have this kind of fiber. You didn't want to get confused between that your normal healthy stuff is feeding the SIBO versus the lactulose that you just fed it. Like, is it really reacting to that? So I called up Genova about it, and I kind of laid her out my version of that. But it was a lot of work. It's like, huh. You know, I probably spent an hour between calling them up and asking them lots of questions. And, of course, you get people who don't really know all that much. And they said, well, what if we do it this way? And I figured out what to do, and I sent her an email. And, you know, I had to write it all up. So it was an extra hour of my time to try to deal with it. And she still hasn't done the test. And today I said to her, look, if you're not going to do the test, let's just assume it's SIBO, and let's just approach it that way. Let's just restrict your foods to these SCD FODMAPs. And then, of course, they still have crap on those lists.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, bacon lard or, you know, whatever, pork lard, various things like that. That are
not good for vegans.
No, not good for vegans at all, but also
no.
I don't really think it's good for anybody to be eating a lot of lard and all that. And then it had, of course, butter and ghee and all that, but it also had stuff like honey. Like, what? You're going to feed somebody honey with an intestinal overgrowth? So, you know, I just kind of create my own version, but I liked the one that on the SIBO info page was so pretty because she has, you know, so I just told her, look, cross off the stuff we already have talked about and you know you're not going to do, and just go with anything on the green column. so she's going to give that a try. But, you know, having that education out there to help people differentiate is critical, and I don't think it's being done. Even the lady that talked on the digestion sessions, Dr. Seafried, Allison
Seabaker.
She doesn't have a program to take people through it. She just has one-on-one stuff.
Someone recommended that I listen to that, and I just haven't had any time. Do you think it's a good one?
Yes, it's good. Oh. I listened to it. It's the only one from the digestion sessions I've listened to so far.
Seabaker.
Yeah. So it'll open up your eyes. You may already know a lot of it, but it's just a few finer points that she gives that I think is good.
Yeah, no, it was good, but it's still a very vague area for me, too. I mean, I just don't know really how to approach it. And it's very difficult these days if you have or you want to have vegan-type clients because everything is going towards more and more meat, paleo, whatever.
I know.
But I just made myself a vegan version of the Bulletproof coffee. I use Dandy Blend, which is not even coffee. With coconut oil.
Coconut oil, yeah.
It's totally not coffee at all.
It's not coffee at all, but it's a lot healthier for you. I mean, I'm just going to share my very judgmental opinion about the Bulletproof coffee thing. I was just at a weekend workshop where that guy, you know, Dave Osprey's there, and it was with JJ Virgin and all these people, all these health professionals, and they're all addicted to coffee. Like, these are people who years ago may have been telling people to get off of coffee, have gone back on coffee, think that, now I get to have coffee that's good for me. And they literally are like, oh, get your coffee at the break, you know, got to stoke up on our coffee. And they literally can't make it through the day without their Bulletproof coffee. I think there's a problem here. If you can't make it through the day without coffee, you've got some imbalances. I don't need coffee, and I can stay up for 36 hours straight and still have plenty of energy. I don't need coffee. Why do you need coffee? And do we want our clients to go on it? Yes, for the people who are already on it, to give them something that's, you know, guaranteed not to have molds and aflatoxin and all the other junk in it, sure. And is a transition to get them off? But to be putting people back on coffee who've been off of coffee with all the health claims, I personally object to it.
I understand, and I try to limit people to just one cup because it all of a sudden gives them the license to have, you know, go back to 7 or 8 cups a day.
They think because it's healthy. I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of misinformation, and you know, he's a smart guy. He's a smart dude, but he's not a doctor. He's not a health professional. He's self-taught, and he wants to. And he claims, I had a conversation with him. He claims that, you know, he was off of coffee for a long time. And he actually thinks that coffee done this way is an adaptogen. But people don't get addicted to adaptogens.
Yeah,
in my opinion, I'm just going to be opinionated.
It's not an adaptogen. It's
it's a stimulant.
Yeah. But I think that's what happens when we, like, eat something because someone said it was okay, or we focus on, like, one health benefit of the food instead of focusing on how the food as its whole interacts with our body as a whole and have to make the decision ourselves every time instead of just going, okay, now coffee's on the green list. Let's go.
Let's go for it, yeah. Because people are addicted to it. They don't want to give it up, so they want to find ways that they can continue to include it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a mistake. And I think it's similar to, like, alcohol, right? Red wine, sure, it has lots of benefits.
The health benefits that were the studies that looked at the health benefits of coffee never looked at, well, the studies I read anyway, didn't ever look at the effect on the adrenals. Uh-huh. That it and I thought, well, you know, you just kind of missed some big area there. I mean, I know studies are limited. They can't look at everything. They're answering one question. They're looking at the polyphenols mostly, but you know, that's the area that I always wonder about is the, you know, it's the stimulating of the adrenals. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's tannins and it's acid forming. So there's a lot of downsides. And it's the same thing with alcohol. Yeah, you've got all these health benefits of the proanthocyanins and all the antioxidants, but look at what it does to the liver. It damages liver cells. Look at it, what it does to brain cells. It damages brain cells. Look at the acetaldehyde, right? If people are backed up in the buildup of acetaldehyde, what that does to the brain. Ah, you know, major brain fog. So you've got to look at, like you said, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, everything has toxins in it. Celery has some toxins in it, but you don't eat enough of it for that to make up the difference, and it's such a teeny tiny minute amount, whereas the damaging effects of alcohol are really clear. Anything that affects your brain and your cognition. It's brain change, right?
Yeah.
It's not like
someone hit you on the head and that happened, you'd be like in the hospital just because you didn't get a physical blow to the head.
Right. So, you know, I'm not going after popularity contests. Like, oh yeah, her diet's great because we still get to do blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go after a popularity contest at the risk of people being harmed.
Mm.
At first, do no harm. That's what Hippocrates said. First, do no harm.
Yeah.
And I think we have to take that responsibility very seriously.
No, that's true. That's really true. And it's so hard if I'm trying to introduce people to more plant foods and then everything is sort of pushing meat. It's very hard.
Well, I was at this thing all weekend, and most everybody's a paleo kind of person, although afterwards I saw this guy post that I hadn't gotten to meet. Oh, he said, I didn't get to do my share and I didn't get to meet as many of you. And his name is Joel Kahn. He's the holistic cardiologist. So I look him up, and he's vegan.
Oh, great.
Like, whoa, there was another vegan in the room.
Yeah.
That was cool, because, So I'm going to get him on my radio show.
Interesting.
All right. So good. I love where you're going with this stuff. So I want an actionable item, and here's what I'm going to get to you by this date to take a look at. So when are we going to have our... five, you know, our six modules listed out and laid out. Because I want to keep the fire going under your butt. And I know you do a lot, but sometimes you get, you know, a little bit procrastinating because you're not sure.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say a week from today, I can have just a rough outline of what those six modules would be.
And I can help you tweak it. So rough is fine. You know,
well, that way I won't be married to it.
Fine-tune it and get married to it and then, and then spend so much time on it if it's going a little bit, you know, askew. If we can brainstorm it and help it to go in the right direction. And I think we have an appointment next. I think we have a call next week, right, our private call? I think it's either next week or the week after. So.
The week after, but it's good.
Okay.
Cool.
Good. Yay. Exciting. Did you have anything else before we give Lisa some attention?
No, I think that's good. You guys have been really helpful. It makes me feel much better about this.
Oh, I got goosebumps. I think this is like so great.
Yeah, I think it's timely. It's very, it's writing. It's new. It's on the edge. How can I say cutting edge stuff? That's what I want to say. Yeah.
I just want to help people with something real.
Yeah. And when you have this ready, when you're ready with your pre-launch content. Before you announce your pre-launch cut, or when you're ready to do it, I want to on the radio show.
Cool.
Yeah, because I'll interview you, and then we'll send them to that opt-in, and we can really make a case for it.
Cool.
And if I believe in something, boy, I can push it and promote it, and people listen to me. So.
Thank you.
So totally, I want to do it that way.
Well, thanks, ladies, for your support. I feel really good about it now.
So welcome. Awesome. Okay, Lisa.
Well, another area I would like to work on or put some dates to or whatever is I'd like to explore my local market here. I've been thinking about these, you know, the things that I'm developing, whether I should have them in German and in French. And I actually do conduct consultations in German. And I had a friend, a colleague of mine who I'd gone to school with. She's actually a German translator, and she used to translate my stuff for me because I can write in German, but it's not well written. But it was so expensive whenever she was translating stuff for me. So I asked the people at Odesk that I'm working with if they have translator services with native language, because I didn't want them to go to Google Translator or something stupid like that. And they said they do. I haven't tested them yet, but it's really inexpensive. They said it was like 1 cent per word.
Awesome.
And, so I'd like to at least have my stuff in German, because my experience is, even though people are very fluent in English, they still prefer to have their documents or whatever in their own language.
And make sure that when you use one of their translators, the way you test is you give it to somebody who's a native speaker and have them read it. And if they are chuckling the whole way through, then you know that it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And my daughter is really good in German, and she understands nutrition. So she could read the German and probably the French as well. But I also could test it with French. My French isn't that good. I would not conduct a consultation in French, but I would like to explore the French. You know, in Switzerland, they have English, people speak English, but they have three languages here, French, German, and Italian. And I live in the German-speaking part, but there are a lot of expats, English-speaking expats in the French part, and also English-speaking people in the French part. So I would like to explore that market as well. But I think if I had my materials ready, it would help.
Absolutely.
That I wouldn't be just exclusively English. English language based.
You can do, what about an opt-in page? Would you do that in German as well?
I was thinking.
Website in the language?
Yes, I mean, originally when I was developing my website, I wanted it both in English and in German, and I never got that far because I, you know, wanted to change everything before I even finished the website. So, yes, I'd like to have it in both languages. I think it would be very helpful. People here are a little bit xenophobic, but I think they would appreciate it a lot more if I had it in German.
Yeah.
And if I find an affordable translator, then it would be great.
That would be awesome. That just expands your reach a lot.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the local market, we have in February, I have a guest coming in to talk to us about using speaking to enroll clients in your local market. And she's going to talk about how to get those speaking engagements and how to structure the speaking engagements to get people into consultation.
And oh, wow.
Successfully in her own business, and she's worked with a lot of holistic people. And she has, you know, some of her clients are acupuncturists and some of them are health coaches and that sort of thing. So she's going to come in February and talk to us about that.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah, because I haven't explored the local market adequately, if at all. So, I mean, properly. I mean, I've had a word of mouth kind of thing. And, I could really do a lot more.
Well, I know Bill Barron has a program called Getting Clients in Your Own Backyard.
Uh-huh.
I haven't gone through it. I mean, I have access to it, but I just haven't done it. I haven't gone through it. But I can take a look at that and see if there's any tips and tricks.
Okay, that'd be great. Other than that, I'm working on the stuff for Friday. We have our third and last VIP on Friday. And I'm still working on my opt-in. And it's just, I'm just working on it nonstop. And I hope that it's done by Friday.
Great. And it'll be at least close that I can take a look at it and we can fine-tune it. How did you go with those changes that we made to the gluten program?
Those were fairly easy to do, and I have some or most of them done, but I've been really focusing on the opt-in because that just has to be done.
It has to be done, right. You can't get them to your gluten series without getting some opt-in in.
Yeah.
And did you make any headway on deciding which program you're going to use for managing your list?
Yes, I signed up for Eye Contact for the 30-day free thing, and they seem to have started and stuff like that, which is overwhelming me. But the person at Odesk said that she could help me, set it up, and so I thought, okay, great. At least I have somebody identified, and she can do it. Because the person who's helping me with my the templates and things that I'm developing, they're not the right people to help with the opt-in boxes. So, but it's okay. Odesk is fantastic.
Yeah.
They can, and I'll look at this other link that you sent me for the website
because
the Swiss guy I was working with, they're just so expensive.
Totally.
I was
spend $5,000 getting your website set up versus, you know, $700 to $1,000 to get it done.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Yeah.
Good. And Steph, did you get to choose from some templates they had, or did they customize it for you?
They gave me a couple. I just took myself off mute. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they gave me a couple choices, and it's my belief that they were templates, but I wanted some things different, and they changed them. So, yeah, I think they started out with like a rough template to get an idea of what I roughly wanted, and then,
right.
then we narrowed it down. But I had to be pretty specific, and I don't think it's a language barrier thing, because their English is really good. But I needed to actually know what I wanted in order for them to produce it.
Yeah, like where you want this and where you want that and what color schemes. And
yeah, like really, really specifically. I found that they weren't so much with generating ideas, but if I was able to say, I want the opt-in box over here, I want the colors to be this and that,
yeah.
then
that's what I
then
found with them too. They're not the most creative. So if you're looking for a complete design redo, we're actually having somebody else do the design for us, and then we're going to have them do the implementation and set it up.
Well, yeah, it's cool to hear you say that because, yeah, that was what I found too.
A lot more expensive
fine.
To do it that way because the person we found to do the design is just charging us like $800 just to do the design. But it was somebody we had found through 99 Designs. She did the INE logo, and she's done all of our logos so far, and she's able to pull it together and come up with some really beautiful stuff. We just have to decide the content of the pages and then pass it over to OSS to implement it. But we have probably, you know, we have a lot of pages just like you, so it's going to take a while to do. But fantastic. Yeah, so a lot of people have web people that charge them $50 to $75 an hour, and if they just want to go in and change, like, two words on a page, they have a half-hour minimum, so it costs them, like, $35, $40 to get that done, which is outrageous, right? Whereas if it's in WordPress, you know that you'll easily learn how to go in there and change two words if you needed to. But you can always go in there and have them do it if it's not an urgent, like, oh, I'm about to open the card and that page has an error on it. I need to change it now and they're sleeping. It's nice to be able to do it. I've been told to keep my hands off the back end. It's not pretty if I go in there and just start changing content because I make spelling errors and all that. But, you know, what you have to do. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else have anything? And I want to know, if not, then you and I are speaking on Friday, so you already have your what are you going to do next?
Yeah. I can ask a question.
Sure, absolutely.
So if I was going to put together like a 5-week program and I'm going to design 5 modules around the following, module 1, stop feeding them. Module 2, ask them to leave. Module 3, replace them. Module 4, clean up. And module 5, rebuild. Does that sound good?
I love it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Real clear.
Thinking like if you have an unwanted house guest.
Yeah.
You can ask them to leave, but if they don't leave, you're going to have to replace them.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to have to clean up.
I like it.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Okay, I'll go
like
with that.
It. I'm just thinking, you know, you might be able to, if you really think about it, or talk to somebody who's into graphic stuff, like coming up with some visual imagery for it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You might even put that out. I don't know where. I mean, on Odesk, or I wouldn't do it to OSS there. They don't have that creative stuff. But like a 99 Design thing, or just put it out on, if you feel comfortable putting it out on one of the Facebook pages and say, hey, does anybody who's into graphics, or if you know anybody who's like a real, you know, artistic type, and you say, look, I want imagery around this. This is the name of the modules. Like if I give stuff like that to Stacy, she would suddenly have all these cool images that she came up with based on those names.
Someone creative. I'll think about it. Maybe someone could do a trade.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a matter of them having to draw the pictures unless you wanted to actually hire an illustrator. Oh, an illustrator. Maybe look at Odesk and look for an illustrator. See if they, you know, get a bid on, this is what I have. I have these five modules, and I'm just looking for, like, even having an overarching image that would cover the whole page, the whole program, and then a little for each of the module pages having an image that good for. And I can't even imagine what it is because I don't. My mind doesn't think that way. But when I
but someone's mind might think that way and come up with something really cool.
Someone's mind would, like that.
I've had really good luck with 99 designs. The two times I did it, just really cool stuff that people.
That's what it's called. 99 designs.
99 designs. They will design a logo for you or a website banner or. That's basically what I've used them for is logos, but they do other things as well. And we, if you find somebody good that you like we worked with a couple. We got our Shine logo there, and we did our Spring into Vitality, and we really liked the logo once we got through it, but it was like grueling going through it because we'd go, no, we don't like it this way, and we'd be actually telling them, move this to here, change this color. And then when we went and did the bid for the INE stuff, this woman just came up with something, and right away we all was like, oh, okay. And then we'd just say, this is what we like. This, and then she would do the artistic thinking about what color it should be and how to move it and how to displace it. She was awesome. She was really easy to work with. So then we went back and just contracted with her outside of 99 Designs to do some extra work for us.
Are they well-priced? Or?
Well, the initial you pay... you bid, and it's $297 so for a logo. And what you do is you put out there, you describe what you want, and then you have, like, I mean, some cases it could be 50 or 60 different bids that you get on different designs. Whereas if you hire a graphics designer, I've done this before and wasted a lot of money, they want a certain amount of money, and you tell them what you want, and then you go back and forth with them, and they give you, like, you know, five iterations, and by the fifth iteration, you're like, you don't get me. You don't get me.
Mm-hmm.
And you've spent all this money. Whereas this, if you don't find something you like out of that pool, you don't have to take any of them. You can go back and reformulate your description. Maybe it was something you described or whatever, and then you could go back and put it up again.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool, and I love having all those. And they compete with each other. So you'll go back and say, yeah, this is that. They come back because they want your bid. They want to get the job, so they keep coming back with updates to the design.
And they're all so, like, different that some of them, I mean, some of them are like, ooh, I don't like that. But then some of them are like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of doing it that way.
Exactly.
You know what? That's really cool.
Yeah. You let their creative juices start. And they have a particular form you fill out to give more information so they have the background.
Yeah, and I really liked, like, everybody was so polite, and the whole thing was, yeah, like, it wasn't, like, a super competitive, ugly thing, but we managed to get, like, the best designs and really have really great people to work with, I found.
Yeah, I've done that, too. And then once you've got it, if you wanted to do, like, I don't know, letterhead, or there's a couple of other packets, they'll say, oh, would you want to take your thing and make it into that? And then you pay extra, and you can have that done once you have it. And they'll formulate it into a book cover or something.
Are they U.S.-based, or are they based elsewhere?
People are all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah, the people. The one we work with is in Romania, the one that we ended up liking.
Oh. Oh, wow. Gosh, I didn't know about any of these things. Fantastic.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome resources. I should create, a Rolodex, they call it, you know, of all the people we use for various things.
Yeah. That I noticed I got the newsletter today for INE that you're going to do a resources or something sent out everybody. I thought that was a good idea.
What did I say? Hopefully it didn't get mixed up in the translation. I don't remember. I wrote like five different emails last night, so.
Yeah, I got a lot of
like, what did I agree to?
What did I agree to? Yeah, it's like, what did I agree to? Can I do this? Oh, we're going to put in like a little tip each week, you know, a clinical pearl.
Yeah, clinical pearls.
Here's something you can do. And I'm, you know, totally open to anybody's, you know, contributing. But there's so much stuff to just kind of, little stuff that can get buried in the website, in the different modules, that it's like, oh, did you know? Did you know a little known use for ashwagandha is, right? That kind of stuff, right? Did you know that? Which one did you say was the Bifidus infantis?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that Bifidus infantis is safe for SIBO, according to stuff. I won't share your information unless you would let me, of course.
That's
the kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that if your probiotic doesn't contain Streptococcus thermophilus, that it won't make a good yogurt starter? So if you have any things you want to contribute, little things like that, and we'll quote you, feel free. You know?
Ooh,
but that's the kind of thing I thought. Just a little short paragraph or two to just make it interesting. Because we got to get people to read them, because they don't read the weekly things because they think it's just a schedule. And then they miss, like, oh, the retreat is happening? Oh, I didn't know the retreat was happening. Like, where was that link? Because it's like, it's just a schedule. I'll just pop it in. So I want to make people read it because we do have some good information in them.
Yeah, and you also said links to outside resources. I thought that was good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all the stuff.
Like, if I find something like, you check out this site, you know, SIBOinfo.com, it has this. Or check out this site I just found out about. Yes, that's what you meant. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or I just found this new probiotic called Cibotica, and you're saying it may not be ideal either. So
it may be fine, but just depends on the person.
I was interested in that because some of my clients that have finished up the program, and I put them on probiotics, they wanted a list of other probiotics. So I told them to sort of take different ones, not always take the same ones all the time, because the strains are always so limited. And so I was getting a list together of probiotics, so I thought it was interesting, actually. It's really time-consuming to get that together, but I think people should, you know, swap around. And I don't know how long to tell people to be on them, but if they have inflammatory conditions or whatever, they need to be on it for a long time.
Some people do beautifully when you put them on probiotic foods, and other people get all gassy and bloated. And right,
yeah, and low dose ones. They do better on low dose ones than the higher higher dose ones. They tend to cope better, but it's just been my experience. So I don't know. But no, it's a great area, Steph. So let me know if you use something. I'm always trying to learn more resources.
Did you get an email that just didn't have anything in it? It just said, I just saw the email for this from Tenept, and I don't know if it just came to me or if Abby sent the wrong one, but you said you saw the one that I actually wrote. Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah, there's two.
30, and then another one came out at noon. That was just empty.
Yes, I just got that one. I just now that I'm looking. Yeah, that one just has the retreat details. Yeah.
I don't know why that went out. Okay, good. At least the other one did go out. But
yeah.
Good. All right. Anything else before we call it a day?
No, that's it.
I mentioned that the digestion module is open. Oh, good. So it is open. Yay! Great.
Oh, the quizzes.
Quizzes? Yeah. Quizzes take a long time to do. I just hired a friend of mine who's got 32 years in functional medicine, and she's a real good friend of mine, and she's going to do the quizzes. You know, she's going to help me do the quizzes because I had, you know, asked somebody to do them and help me with them, and it just was getting way behind. So I'm going to talk to her tomorrow, and we'll get our quizzes done. Is that what you mean? The ones at the end of the module?
That's totally what I mean. So it's not just me. There are three of them up right now. I've done them, so I'm like not behind in that.
Yeah, absolutely. We already have the digestion one done. that one we had done last time. I probably should add more questions to it because I added so much more content. But there is a digestion. I forgot to give that to Stacy.
But it's just not, like, up there yet.
It's just not linked there yet because we just opened the module really officially.
No problem. No, it's not about you. It's just like, am I behind on the quizzes?
Absolutely.
Is there some reason why mine's not working?
No, you're not behind. It just really is hard to keep up with. We have digestion one done. We have an adrenal one done. We have a thyroid one done. The blood sugar one was supposed to be done by the end of last week, but it wasn't. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that takes so long.
How long will we have access to this website? I haven't downloaded, like, anything yet.
So we take it down? I mean, it's not going to go away. It's not going anywhere.
I'll have
access to it for a year after the program's over, but truthfully, we don't have any mechanism for taking anything away from people. But I just don't want to say you have a lifetime access, because I had we had a program that was really old, and we had said lifetime access to the site, and then we decided to roll that into a different program, and And 3 years after we stopped offering the program and nobody had gone through it, somebody wrote, hey, I tried to log in and it was gone, because we used to use something called Jigsaw Box to do our membership site, and we'd moved everything out. And, you know, a lot of that material that was in that program became part of other programs. And so people came back and said, well, you said I had lifetime access. We're like, oh, God. So we stopped using the word lifetime access. I mean, technically you have lifetime access, but... You know, we'd say it's a year after the program ends. We have no intention of taking it away.
There's just so many resources. I mean, I think it's going to take me another year just to get through it all.
Yeah. There is a lot. Yeah. I mean, just this digestion module, if you see what's open already, I think there's still... that many, again, number of modules that are in some stage of incompleteness, like the video person has it because there was an error on a slide, or I've got to replace some slide. I mean, we've got a lot. The more I kept working on that video, the digestion, I'm like, oh, we've got to add this section. Oh, we've got to add that section. So, you know, I try to keep up with the latest, and I don't want things to get out of date. But from now on, anytime, the way we've restructured it, any time I have any new content, I don't have to try to fit it in onto an existing page. We'll just create a new core content. So right now you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You've got access to 9 core content pages, and there's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more. You have access to 10 because the teaching tools one, and there's 10 more. So there's a lot of information here, and we're trying to keep them too short so that you can do 20 to 30 minute spurts. Some of them are only, you know, 12 or 15 minutes, but some of them it's like, where am I going to split this? I can't split this artificially in the middle. It'll be weird. So some of them are an hour. Lots to learn.
Well.
Okay. If there's no more questions, then I'm going to call it a day, and I'll look forward to speaking to you, Lisa, on Friday, and you, Steph, on next two weeks from yesterday, I guess. And then, of course, we have our regular, you know, group. So I think we have an IRSPT call tomorrow. Yeah. And then I think next week we have are you ever able to come to those calls? I know the nighttime ones is in the middle of the night for you, but, like, sometimes we have the 2 o'clock. Is that still?
I haven't made any of them live, but I do try to listen to the replays. So, yeah. I haven't managed any live. I will see if I can fit one in. They are at Wood Times to me for some reason.
I've actually changed my schedule, so I'm going to be able to make more of the live calls the past couple months.
Yeah.
Very good, but now it's better, so I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, good, yeah, because there's so much great sharing on those live calls, and you never know what to predict. And the way I feel about it is I like to be on the calls live because if somebody says something or asks something, that might spark a question in me that I can then ask versus having to wait. But if you are listening to them and there's questions that are sparked, be sure and jot them in to that page on the site that says Ask Dr. Rita Marie for the questions for calls and put them in there. That way on the next call, I can answer it for you.
Oh, so even after it's done, I can do that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that way, if you have that page open while you're watching it, like in another window, you can just pop over and put your question in while it's top of mind, because otherwise sometimes it gets lost, right? You forget, oh, what was that question I was going to ask? Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Remind people of that. Okay. Well, good. We'll talk to you guys soon. Great work.
Okay.
I'm excited for all the direction that you're going in. So, very cool.
Your health, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.